Okay. Let's try to finish
the 12th Sherish and try to make some headway into the 13th. Not sure if the 13th will take one shear, two shurim, or whatever it is. We'll see. But I'm not going to finish it this time, so we just can get... Okay, so he... And it's in the way he summarizes the issues, he says, v'zeh lo ye olem, this sherish, whatever it is, lo ye olem el mi shikach advon b'tchilas machshava. Means, doesn't think it through, it's, the first impression, and that basically is the scoop, okay? V'lo yosim iyun sichloi behem. Okay. I'm not sure exactly what's added over here, okay? It's, I guess, I'm not sure if it's two things or saying the same thing again. Okay, that's, I didn't say anything. I'm not saying it. Kmo she'omu, aleim ha'sholom. Okay. Agav shitve omro. Okay. Agav shitve omro. Agav shitve omro. Kloima. B'li histaklus. El b'tchilus inyin sh'olam machshova. Ne'ema. In other words, this and this is all the same. Agav shitve and tchilus iyunoi. And all this, lo yosim sichi, iyun sichloi, and lo dvom and vichlis mashav, it's all the same, correct? Here, is kmo she'omru, aleya mashalom, referring to Chazal, okay? Agav shitfe, it's kmo in Shabbos kaflam and v'beis, and kmo in Nida, anun gimlo v'beis, okay? And there's a chubis with vo, simen mem, which clearly says like this: V'ato tofasto shlo b'miskaven agav shitvcho. The same type of thing as the Ram says. Okay. So l'chira, the question is agav shitvcho. Is it a shevach, or it's a gnai, it's palva, what exactly? So l'chayra, it's a gnai, he's not, correct? This is very important point. L'chayra, it's a gnai, correct? And the Ramban clearly understands it in that fashion, because Ramban writes here in Nasogis, v'hu megane b'zeh, kol das acheres, it's called the end of the sheresh, shelo yelem zeh, El Ya'alem Zielem Ze El Mimi Sheikach Advom Betchilas HaMachshova V'lo Yisyashvu Inyonim B'machshavtos. Okay? And this, L'chor we'll see, is not like the Shalas Chuvas Chavas Yoye Simen Kufnun Beis. And we'll explain it soon, okay? This is just the expression, okay? Correct? So now let's start. It's a move of a comma. Okay. Samachay, Omer Aleph. Omer Avsheshes. Omer Merubo. Omer Avsheshes. Amina, I said, Kinayim Vishochi Rav, Omer Hoshmaita. Basically, Rav was half asleep when he said the Shtikul Torah. It was nim v'leinim tiyavotiyavot, correct? So the Chavis Yoyah comes in a tshuva, a kufnun beis, and says, to explain this maima of agav, excuse me, of ki niyem v'shochev omor hoshmaitato, ho emes yoyre da'akoy, ki amaim ze eino l'gnai, rak v'shevach. Umuflog, referring to Rav, shelefi ma'alosoi umadregoisoi shel Rav, muflog, i'ef sheloima olov sheto'o b'to'os kizu, it's impossible, he made such a mistake, imloi she'omru kad, Nayim v'shachet. It must have been that he said this with his half asleep. Because if he had his full faculties, he couldn't have said such a thing. Okay. Or you could say that Rav was learning something like, and according to his approach, Rav was learning even with his half asleep. But this is a shmaitet of kilu. Okay, we say that. So I remember of Geshen, more of a rabbi of Geshen Zaksachani Levacha. When he was talking about this Chavis Yoye, he said he doesn't understand. Is a person allowed to learn a Shmaitita when he's Chatzi Yoshen and say a Hero and say something which a Talmud will be mistaken and they'll become a Takola? The Chera, you know, if he's learning by himself is one thing, but he's learning with others and express himself, the Chera is also to learn in such a way. You know, it's very nice, but it doesn't mean that you turn the aloch upside down and that you say something when you're half drunk from lack of sleep and, you know, and keep the correct. The chayyur, he's right. The chayyur has a daf mitzogim. Correct? All right. So he said, oy bazei, so this is not a shevach on Rav. The Chori shouldn't say that to Chavis Yoye. Even though the Chofetz Chaim, this is a side point, the Chofetz Chaim is the Chayim of Rocha quotes this tshuva and say for Chofetz Chaim, I think at the end of the say, if I'm not mistaken, this is like, you know, this is a tshuva from the Chavis Yoye. It's like a hallmark tshuva, okay? Okay? So the Chayra, however, it's not the Shvach, so it's Gnai, and a priori, the fact that Gemara says there's no problem of Lashon Hara and Gnai in saying such a thing. So he said, this is all Porsche, because Limana Tera is only Kdei Lahasik Tera Semes. Right? So in Mela, any limud, which is not Masik Teres Emes, you have to call it what it is. It's a limud of Naim V'Shochim. V'em V'Zir Adalka, Teres V'em V'Chanfen Bo. And it's an amazing thing that because of this, we say B'Shabbas Rabim, it was a Shmaitita of Naim V'Shochim. And L'Chera, it's the same exact thing as going on over here. Agav Shitve. It's Agav Shitve. I don't know if there's much of a difference of Agav Shitve or Naim V'Shochiv. One's word, I mean, you know, but you know, it's the same line. Correct? So, I would assume that that's the Pshat in the Rambam, that he's quoting this not as a shvach, but as the gnai. And the purpose, even and it's not what the Chavis Yoye says. It's not what the Chavis Yoye says. It's not a gnai. That's what he's trying to say. The Rambam in the Bahalochas Gedolos, that he's such a gedol. It must be that it's agav shit. That's the pshat. And what he's saying over here, he's trying to moisten it. It's not, you know, he's not trying to say a musa shmuz about the godless of Bahalochas Gedolos over here. And the chayyef interpreted the Rambam. Can I correct?
That's not the first time in the Sefer Mitzvah
that
the Rambam.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. But the term. You can go back into the whole discussion, but right. That's the lechera. I put the discussion over here because he says agav shitfe, okay. So, befrat, that the halacha of deiros is written le deiros, and it's like a takol le deiros, so certainly, you have to say teiru hi vein b'chan from bo, and you have to be moitzet takola, and you have to say what it is. Even though it's a g'nai le deiros, that t'chi is a yunoi. Correct? So even though the Chofetz Chaim himself quotes this tshuva, okay, I have a raya that the Chofetz Chaim held from this pshat. Okay? We still have a kai, we'll see, okay. There is a bi'alocha, okay, in Simon Shinal. I think so, yeah, it's a Shin Aleph to a Masru Bezela Hati. So he writes like this. V'herachti b'chol ze l'hitzi midas godol echod without a name godol echod shekosav l'hokil b'ze agav shitfe agav shitfe v'lo hiviu v'lo hivi l'dvorov Shum tam v'raye, ubiyoyse spale shikosav shom ba'atzmoy shachroinim osu dovze, v'gam achachem svi mechlolom, v'echolak aleim b'sfar ba'alma. Okay. So it's clear that he's learning Agav Shitfe is a g'nai, and he holds this takashayla from Lashon Hara. And therefore, he doesn't mention the name. Correct? Godel Echot. He's gives a Musa that he's holding on the Achoinim, the Chacham Tzvi, Blitam Varaya, but doesn't mention the name. So the Shaili is, what's Pshat in the Gemara with the Rav, and what's Pshat in the Baal Lachim Dolis? So, L'chur, you have to say that this Godel, it's not known that he said it, we're afraid that the day is going to get out. So, Beseda! So, it's enough with this. And Baaloch of Dodos is the same with the Dodos, and he said it, so you have to be Moitzvi Libot. So, what it was so clear, everyone knew that Rav said this Svara, that you had to say on Rav himself, Agav Shitfe. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim in this shtickle, when they obey of Agav Shitfe, you have to ask yourself, it's so, that's where he learned. It's a very interesting thing. But it's very clear, even though it quotes the tshuva, I'm not sure he should mechalik, especially when I say it's the kotele, mechalik between Agav Shitfe and Kinayim v'shochim, l'chei, it's all the same. And the Chofetz Chaim himself quotes the tshuva, it's a hallmark tshuva. He quotes it, the tshuva made him. He can see a thing at the end of the sefer, Chofetz Chaim is yoye. Okay, this is the tshuva. He himself, the Alocha, it's not clear that the Agav Shitfe, unless he's Mechalek, he's Gomit, okay? But I thought there's a fitting, discussion over here, and the point, the place is over here. Nothing more to add, but it's an amazing discussion. Okay, continue. V'zeh HaSheirish Be'e lonu tziva kabonis kulon v'eich roi shimne. But the Rambam, in contrast to this, is a contrast, right? Because the Baal Lachos Dolis was Tchiz Yunor. V'zeh HaSheirish, how does he translate this?
What?
Can I close it?
By Klal
Hazeh. That's really irrelevant to me. By Klal Hazeh Borolonu Beirolonu Boralonu Inyan Kol HaKobonos. Excuse me. I'm not a call. Kol HaKobonos. V'heich roi l'mnoisam. kadesh lo yare bohem shum mishke v'lo ilbuf klal kmo shenivai b'minyonoi be'ezus Hashem. Okay. V'ze asherish be'elonu. Okay. Be'elonu. Sibli. What's sibli?
Inyan,
what is... Oh, that's very important. Excuse me. Say something. No, I wanted to see something. No. Oh, so sorry. Here, I'm not sure. See, Inyan kola kabonis. The Arabic of mane, which uses the word for Inyan, is not there. Okay, so I'm not sure why he translates Inyan kola kabonis. So he learned Sivri kola kabonis. Okay, that was his gisa. Vada ata lekat lano omar bekabon omar lechera. That's a omar is a tzivui lechera. That's the proper translation. That's alma. I don't know why lechera this translates the proper to amal, and that's what he has in all the mitzvahs. Hatzivish nitztavinu sheyehe lono shemen. Alama, alama, al is ha, is a hey idea. Alma, hatzivui, okay? And it's a tzivui in the, it's a tzivui in the positive, it's an asay. And the chay is a proper translation. I don't know why kapok translates as in Indian. The chay is a proper amal, that's the words mean. Be'elon tzivu akabonis kulon. Ve'eich roi shiimne. Ad shelo yischadish dova min ha-to'os. V'lo yibuf klal. Okay, so here. Eich roi shiimne, eich roi limnoisam. See, the question is, the limnoisam is a better translation because he's not talking about the third party. We don't know who we're talking about. And he says, Kamosha evayir b'minyonoi, and the translation, I assume, of kapach might be better, she nevayir b'minyoneinu. Minyoneinu be'ezus hakel. Okay? So I don't know if it should be hakel. Some people write, kapach writes, Hashem, and Koch writes, hey, Nakuda with apostrophe, but whatever it is, alala, okay, alala. So that's what it is, okay. So it's the name of God. It's God. It's, you know, it's a, you know, he looked at God as a, you know, in Arabic as a reference to the Baal Shem. You know, so Be'ezus alala. The Seder, and that is the end of the Shurish.
Inshallah.
What?
And I still use that. Inshallah.
Okay. The what?
The Arabs today say Inshallah is Bezrat Hashem.
Okay. We say that. That's what it is. Okay. Because okay. Next. Now, okay, so that's it. So I think the discussion of Agav Shitve was strong enough. The you know, the issue of the Chofetz Chaim is, you know, is an interesting note, is a note of interest. You know, it's not going to make or break us one way or the other. It's clear what the Ram is saying, okay? And that's what we have, correct? Hashirish Hashalish also. Here is very strange. Hashirish Hashalish also. Hashirish Hashalish also. Shamitzvahs lo yisra b'misporom b'mispah hayomim shemischayiv b'hen ha-mitzvah. Hayhi. It was if you have a mitzvah which you mechuyiv to do 365 days a year, okay, you shouldn't count this 365 mitzvahs. And you'll see. He'll say you shouldn't count keteris as 365 mitzvahs or hatovas aneiris as 365 mitzvahs. Okay. So that is it. That's the Shoresh, correct? So, or to say it is a mitzvah from Usmachten Lakachtrim Lachem Biom Rishim Priyetz Hodor Abkapus Tmo Usmachten Fnei Hashem Shivas Yom. Would you count to the seven mitzvahs? Okay. I'm not sure that, or the mitzvah sukkah. Right? Would you count the seven mitzvahs? By sukkah's tasteful, shivas yomim? I mean, the real question is, in Torah Shabbat, there are no seven separate mitzvahs, you know. The question is this a serious shirish? You know, is this serious?
Is there anyone who does count?
What?
Is there anyone who does count?
So, I didn't find anyone, okay? So, you know, there are two ways of doing this, okay? It seems to be a shirish, like, day is day, and, you know, don't say day is night or something like that, you know. You know, if someone would ask you to count, you know, it sounds almost ludicrous, okay? So the two approaches, I think you say this is something serious, and you could have said such a thing, which I want to suggest, or you can say it's not serious at all, which I also suggest. And I'll tell you why he writes it anyway, even though it's not serious, okay? Correct? Okay. It's reasonable to, you know, say maybe it's serious. Now, the only way, so you have to ask the question, because in Torah Shabbat Ksav there's only one tzibur. So how can anyone in their right mind say that there's seven mitzvahs? Correct? So I want to tell you one thing. If you remember, we had a discussion in Shoresh Tes, and in Shoresh Yud Aleph and Shoresh Yud Beis, that it was very clear that Loisa said that if you say Al Tochu Meruno Oboshu Mavush V'Mayim, even the two separate inyonim in the pasuk, and you could assume that there were separate prohibitions, since the Torah only says one Al, so it's one Lav Minyan Mitzvahs. And we asked the question that a priori you should assume that they're the same. The question, is it the same? Is it symmetrical? Okay? Because if you recall, we had a discussion at the beginning of Shoresh Yud Aleph saying that L'kachem L'chem B'yom Rishon creates all the kapos tomorrow, there's not four separate mitzvahs. Even the Torah says L'kachem one time. But Lukachtem, this and that, correct? So we're wondering if there might be a difference between an Aseh and a Loisa Seh, that Mashmos is also enough for an Aseh. We had the same issue, if you remember, by Ta'azayv, that Terry says one Ta'azayv for four Matan Saniyim, and the Ram counts it as four mitzvahs, the same Ta'azayv. Okay? So we said, maybe it's different, because there's a Matikya Shmuz Alam Tilasei. So they said, if the Matikya Shmuz Alam Tilasei, it's a Raita that they said before it's not say. But we still don't know the answer to what's going on with Kachtem Lochem. Okay? Correct? And we had this business also in counting kilu the mitzvahs, the kilu that became a mitzvah when you extrapolated from all the various halakim, you extrapolated at Tzivui. Also, it really never existed, but it's an extrapolated Tzivui. So maybe, and I say you can do it. You see time and time again. So if you can do that, maybe if you have a mother, Terry said, Shivas Yom, you should do it this day, and this day, and this day, and this day. And maybe you can do 7 mitzvahs. Exactly. Once you take that approach, okay, no, until this point, you accept every word I said. Because I didn't say anything. I just repeated what is known. So once you say that, and you say that an asay doesn't necessarily follow the rule of Elis Aser, so then you can move ahead and maybe say this. Okay? It's not a very strong issue, but you know, you can imagine someone saying it. Okay? That's one approach. Now, so then, so that's one approach. Let's leave it like that. And the other approach is say the Ram's not serious. Okay, it's only a setup, because this everyone agrees with. But the next point, the departure point from this, is machlokes about, and that's what he's taking the Vahaga on for, Sadigan and others. Because the emissary is, the Ram starts out the Sheresh as Bo or Mina Mavur. Okay. So it means this might be a double poshet. There's no issue about it. And the issue is about something else. The issue is the Bahag counts all 20 days, the Yamakav of Kobo Musav, as one mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. It means the mitzvah of Rish Chodesh, Shabbos, Pesach, Shavuot, okay, Pesach, 7 days, okay, let's see, Pesach is 7, okay, and then you have Shavuot is 8, and you have another 8, Is 16. Okay. Is 98 is 16. And then you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Is. Right. You have what? You have 18, right? Right. And then you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And you have 20. And is the Esrim time, Esrim Yomim, of Musaf, okay? And this at the end of the Sheresh is set up. It's true you don't count every day, but the question is, would you machalik between the various Musafim? And this is the issue. This is only a setup, and it's not serious. Okay? Those are the two ways to go. And you see the Lashon later, he says, like this. Avol to'u b'ma shenitle b'zeh ha-sheresh to'os g'doyla. They start with the sheresh and they don't come to the proper conclusion afterwards. Mo'id maguna. And the to'ilah the sheresh. V'zeh sheheim monu ha-musofim kula mitzvah achas. Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Chodesh and Musaf Mo'adis. Okay? Now you have it. You have either this, that it might be serious, and whatever it is, or it's not serious at all. And that's where he puts it at the end. It's not a serious thing. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. only that the question is whether you take it further than it should be taken. That's the issue. Okay? Onwards. Mina Mavua. O Bovu. Kiyesh Shom Mitzvahs. Okay, now here is Kiyesh Shom. This Shom is this very odd construction where the Rambam takes a Arabic construct, language construct, and brings it over to Hebrew. Leida Sheish Shom Eloka. And if you translate it literally, you can come to Kfir. God is there. And that's the mitzvah to know. Leida, the first mitzvah, Leida Sheish Shom Eloka. Rambam used it many times in Mishneh Torah. I point there, I use it sometimes in Sefer Mitzvahs. This L'chera is just an Arab slang, or an Arab usage, which is was translated to Hebrew as it was translated. But this L'chera is not serious, okay? You can't translate Yeshom Mitzvahs. Now here the translation is very bad. Yeshom Mitzvahs, okay, the Shom, whether you want to deal with it, okay, or not, you know, it's irrelevant to me, okay? Here in Chaim Helen Frankel, Mischaivois Bishir Echod, Mizman Yedua. This, you know, it's very difficult to read, to say the list, Kiyesh Mitzvois, and he says, what does he say? Chova Chayevis?
Chova.
Chova. Chova. Be'es Musuyemis, he says, Be'es Musuyemis. So that makes sense. Ubizman Kavua. Okay? See, he claims. See, this I'm not 100% sure. He claims Be'es Musuyemis, Ubizman Kavua are two different things. Okay? And he learns, Papa, Be'es Musuyemis means day and night. That it's only the day and not the night. Okay? The problem is, and then he learns, his mind kavua, like things come around on Pesach, things come around a different, because mind kavua, whenever it happens to be. Okay? Kavua is good. Okay? Eis Mesuyim is very odd, because there's no reference to this at all in the continuation of the Sheresh. And if this is serious, you know, the Rambam should start with this and not talk about it. That's why it's difficult to accept what he wants to do. But, you know, I'm not in polemics with him. You know, if it's true, it's true. What can I tell you? But Shir Echod, Bizman Yedua, you know, is a little bit confusing. Upomim Yia Ashirahu. See here. Shetiya Oiso Ace. You see, here it's the same ace as before. And it's Mudbak, okay? So this ace is Britzifus. It's one day after the next, okay? But maybe he's correct, because it's only an ace. If you learn the ace means that it's the day, and the mitzvah lulav is only the day and not the night. However, if it refers to sukkah, it's not so. And the first example he gives is sukkah, so it's day and night. So, l'cher, to say the word ace is referring to a specific time of day, l'cher is a little odd, okay? Okay? But he takes those two examples, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim. And Smachla Vishem Hashem Shivas Yamim. Okay?
Now, in Kapach, Medubok, he learns is Litzibutzifus, and Koach translated as Smuchim. Okay, it's one of Mudbach is very confusing. Okay, but it's one after the next, and the question is, you have an interim period of night. You know, that's irrelevant to us. Okay, because Sukkah, you don't have that. Vuhu. She is chayiv ma'isa ha-mitzvah hi yoyim achayoyim. So she is chayiv ma'isa is a very odd thing. She is chayiv ma'isa hi. Kapel's translation of chayiv is better. Kloima shechiva la'asayis. Hamitzvah hi yoyim achayoyim. That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
Except for the fact why Sukkah is a mitzvah kiyumis after the first night.
Sukkah? You're supposed to be, you have to sleep in the Sukkah every day.
I'm sleeping, okay.
You have to sleep in the Sukkah every day. Right? Okay, see? Upomim yi achiyuv biyom yeduim kagona kobolis. Like on Pesach, or whatever it happens to be, correct? There's no smuchim with tzifus, it's just on particular days. But here, we're not talking about Musaf for Pesach, because there's with tzifus, and it's mudbuk, okay? But we're talking about something like Ois Chodesh. Ukemoi, shenema, derech moshul. Musaf Rosh Chodesh he mitzvah achas, and here already is coming and assuming something which is going to take the Bahag to task with about later. He's assuming the portion that Rosh Chodesh is one mitzvah instead of part of a broader category of Musaf, which were all the 20 days, correct? Now here becomes interesting. Okay. So if you would have said Rosh Chodesh, Shalom Yisrael, correct? But he says in Frankel, whatever it is, or Chaim Heller, Kishetischadish Halavona, whatever that means. And the interesting translation is in Kapach, when the moon becomes visible. And in his Ha'olah 8 there, he writes that he says, it looks like a moon at the beginning of the month. Okay? Correct? So, the question is, this is amazing. Is there something serious about this? Is something about seeing the moon, or that the moon's appearance in a certain way is taka the machayev of the Musaf? Okay? That's what I like to explore. Okay? So it's a very interesting thing. You'll see something there. The question is, and just an observation, we start. You understand very well that Kiddush Al Pi Edim, you need to see the moon. But when it comes to Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, the appearance or the disappearance of the moon is irrelevant. Okay? So the question is the relationship between this
and the mitzvah of his korban. Okay? And this is what I'd like to explore.
What's this hey lamed in quotes?
That is the Arabic word. Look at the beginning over there.
So that's the Arabic word that means near Eben Mayor or Gil.
That means the hal, the way the hal, halavona, is talking about hayerech, whatever word for yerech, hal is the appearance. And that's they talk. That's I assume
like
in Arabic.
Molad or something.
I assume in the Arabic, this means that the appearance of the moon. It's not stam the appearance. Yeah. It's the appearance of the moon towards the beginning of the month. Okay, that is what he's trying to say. Okay. Okay. Now, the Ram says, "There's a loch lemesh misina." כל שאומר למקביעס הוא יש חידש על הריח ואי בשון מפני הזמן או צורך אין אויס נויס לסהד שבאת ישראל וכו'. אבל בזמן שאין שום סנהד שבאת ישראל אין קויב מחדוש שמרב משונים אלא בחש בן זה שאור מחש בו היום וזה בדוב הזה הלוך ממש מסיני הוא שבזמן שיש סנהד שם קויב מעל הריח בזמן שאין שום סנהד שם קויב מעל חש בן זה שאור מחש בן Boy, how you made his cock in the rear. You don't need the rear. So the chayra, ichia and cheshma two separate dina. Okay. According to the Rambam, the institution of 2 days Rosh Chodesh is only in cheshma. When it's kiddush hachodesh al pi riya. There were no 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Okay? That is very clear. The Rambam in Periches of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Dalet Yom Shloshim Li'olam Oysen Oysay Rosh Chodesh B'cheshbon Zeh. It's Cheshbon Zeh. This cheshbon lo chumash misinai. At the moment, I'm sorry. And he explains why. Im hoy achidish ova chose ye yom shloishim lo ish chidish haba. Vim ye achidish ova mole ye yom shloishim lo ish chidish hoil umiksose lo ish chidish. Why? Because the cheshbon is based on moler amsoi. And the moler amsoi is 29 and a half and tafshin sadigim al chalokim. So if you count from the beginning of the month, 29 and a half, in Tavshin Gimel Chalokim, and that's the Cheshbon, and the Chidush is based on that, that always falls out on the 30th day of the month. And because of that, the 30th day of the month is always Rosh Chodesh, whether it's a Mole or a Chosa, and that's only in Cheshbon. And that's the Ram says, Aber b'cheshbon zeh, sorry, ulefikoch oisin, Rosh Chodesh b'cheshbon zeh chodesh echod, chodesh echod yom echod, v'chodesh echod shnei yomim. And he says the reason is choil u'miksos rosh chodesh. V'im yia chodesh ova mole yia yom shloishim. Rosh Chodesh hol u'miksos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but that is only chaloshev cheshbon. In the riyah, it doesn't make any sense because the whole inyan of moler emsoi was never formulated in the riyah, and that's halacha mishasina moler emsoi 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Correct? Is that fair so far? So this. You know, mi ani umani, zlochay 2 days Rosh Chodesh in Rambam is not tzveik diyoma, but it's real in Cheshbon. Even though the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Chav Beis Sifkot and Gimel reports that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is tzveik diyoma. Okay, you have to say maybe saying oh you shame me. I don't know who says such a thing, but that's what he claims. Okay. But this is the halacha mishasina. this is the goof halacha mishsin if malirim sorry. Chof tes yud beis tov shin sadigim. Kirish achodesh v'puyirim is one day rosh chodesh. Okay, and it's the first day if it's a chosid, okay. And it's the second day because it wasn't seen on the first day. So you assume it could have been seen on the second day, whatever it is. Okay? Say that. And the whole astronomical cheshbon is according to the Rambam, they only sit on the 30th day if it's possible to see. So if they come, matoyim manoyim. And if not, it means it wasn't visible. So the next day is Rosh Chodesh. Correct? Now, Lulu de Mistafino, I would say that the Ram's opinion is that the mitzvah of Avos Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh is Shiroi Halavon, Shiroi Reich. And Lu Yitzur, that the Ram says that until Abayin Rovo, there was Kiddush HaPiriyah. The Ram says in Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. Lu Yitzur, the basic Kiddush is Kayin. And it's Cheshbon. I'm not sure there would be Korban Musaf. And if there would be, L'chayeti Makma both days. Which we don't know there's such a thing. Okay.
What about the other side, the Bizman, they were Makashal Piriya, but it was cloudy for the 3 days, so they didn't see it. So you skipped a month for Rosh Chodesh.
Whoa. The din is, well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back what you're alluding to, but you know, you have to pray. The Maisa is, if they don't count, if they don't, then the Ma'av of the Chodesh, right?
Right, but it wasn't a Shariah or Yareach.
What?
It wasn't Shariah or Yareach. So what?
No, Yareach means that the Edim were, the Edim happened to have, in other words, Yareach, he means that since the Kiddush HaPiriyah Riyah, and their Riyah is Kevei. Because it's not, because you say Shiroi Reach in the Pshutai is referring to the Kusim, which you understand, that's what he's not talking about. He's not talking about that. But you can ask a different question, okay? I would ask a different question. Even if you're ready to accept that, there is a Cheshbon, even Bisman. Which the Rambam says if it's cloudy month after month, what the Bezdin does is not make every month 30 days, correct? That's what you're probably alluding to. Okay, see, the 1 month is not, you don't gain anything. But if you have a month after month after month, so L'Cheira, the Rambam says that's not Halacha L'Mishu. See, the Rambam says the Kabbalah Miuchedis, there was a Kabbalah. In Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, okay, and they made Echad Moli, Echad Chaser, and they made whatever they wanted to do in order. And all the Gemara about the 8 months Moli and how they make the thing that's only in this Cheshbon. The Gemara is saying, "Oh, Bashir will tell you about this Cheshbon." Okay, now if you'd ask me a question, in this Cheshbon is there 2 days Rosh Chodesh in a Moli? What would you tell me? What would you say?
As far as the Musaf?
I'm not talking Musaf. I want to know the 2 days Rosh Chodesh in that Cheshbon in the Ram Perek Yud Ches. Okay? It's a very important question. Okay? So you want to say something?
It sounds like it's Cheshbon there.
Okay, so I would say absolutely not. Okay? Because the Cheshbon is not based on Molin Emsoi, okay? But it's based on their calculations in order to keep the calendar going. So you can only talk about Mixas, who mixes Yom Rosh Chodesh because of that. You agree 100%, correct? Okay. So there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, okay? See, when the 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you say, you know, maybe not Makiv on both days, maybe the whole thing, so maybe, you know, maybe it's a good law, what I'm saying. But over here, it's something certainly only one day Rosh Chodesh. So are we prepared to say that the Rambam is serious about this, Shiro Yireach, that there shouldn't be Akrova on such a month? And it's very difficult for me to imagine. Okay, until this point, it's Mamish Gevaldik. The last point is forget it, okay? Now, Derech Agav, just for your edification, you should be aware that there is a Machlokes Rishonim where there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Bisman, let's say, by Vayim Wachos Yom HaSheni, when it was Pokad, and Shaul was Pokad, was that the second day Rosh Chodesh, okay? So Rav Sadi Gaon and Rabbi Reb Chaya assume as though poshut that there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, even Bisman Ariya. And the Rabbi Chaya says something, which I don't even know if he can repeat, but it sounds almost like kfira. But he says that the kfira of the Baisosim and whatever it is, okay, and it's Lahitzi Milibum, but the whole Kiddush HaPi Ariya was a farce. It was just because everything was always cheshbon. There never was Riyah. Okay? So it was always cheshbon. So it was always cheshbon. There's certainly 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Okay? The Radak and the Rashi, it's a Pasuk in Shmuel, a question how do you interpret it? He quotes the Rebbe Chaim Chumash in Parshas Bo, quotes the Pasuk in what we call Shmuel Aleph with the Goyim. Split up Shmuel in two Chalokim. David. Rechai says it's Yom Sheni Shoresh Chodesh, okay? And there's 2 days, days Shoresh Chodesh Manari. Rashi in Radak, Mochas Achodesh, Mochas Chidesh Alavona. B'yom Sheni L'Chodesh. B'yom Sheni L'Chodesh, something else. There were no 2 days Shoresh Chodesh, the second day of the month. And Radak also. Mochas Achodesh Hasheni, Rotzaloim Mochas Rosh Chodesh, Yom Sheni L'Chodesh. Okay. Now here, there's a famous Hamek Dovo in Chumash that he claims that even when there was 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Bizman Horiya, they only were marked 1 day in the Chidusha of the Levon. That's what he has a whole shtickle. In Chumash, okay? With Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesh, okay? And that's in the Hamikdavo in Bamidbar Chav Ches Yedalet. Till Mungus Be'Achidusai, Meforish B'Chitshe B'Schatshal Chodesh. La'Fuke Yom Rishon Shoresh Chodesh, Shohoyenoye Gam B'Zman Ba'Yesheni, Kimavu B'Shmuel. But they won't do it in second, they can say the real Rosh Chodesh, okay? And that's what he says, and he quotes Yerushalmi, which seems to say that even Bizman Ariyah, Bizman of Abir Chana, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. I'm not sure how the Rambam deals with it, okay? So that's not really our issue now. That's a question at the Rambam, the question of how serious it is, Shiro HaLavona, but I thought the discussion is amazing and interesting, okay? Because the truth is, there's no discussion about the Rambam by Makt of 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so I would assume it doesn't exist. Okay, but the question is, what would happen if the base of Mishra Kayim and there's no Sanhedrin? Okay, next. Okay. V'im yoimar oimer loma ze lo yimna musaf kol chidesh v'chidesh mitzvah ne'atzma. Here is almost the absurd, okay? So you can imagine if it says Shivas Yomim, when he started at the beginning, was a little better, okay? This is almost the absurd. Because you can, if it takes 7 days, you can imagine it means this day, and that day, and that day, and that day, okay? And then you can play around with what I said at the beginning. But if you say that there should be 12 mitzvahs in Minyan of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that's absurd. Correct? I'm not sure what he wants over here. And then he goes on and he talks about Nishiveu, Im Hoyezeh Kain, Mine Gam, Kein tomid kol yoim b'fnei atzmo v'toles akteres b'chol yoim mimois hashona. Okay, so it means a tomid, which was in the morning and in the evening. Okay, but it's one mitzvah in the morning and the evening. Okay, laktos k'teres, which is the morning and the evening, but it's one mitzvah. Okay, 365, and b'chol yoy mimois and hatovas aneiros, hatmidis kol yoyim. Even though there's hatovah b'boker be'erev, but it's each day. The Rambam says kol yoyim b'boker be'erev. Okay. So I'm not sure how serious this can be. How could anyone in the right mind count this? So this L'chayr is only set up for the Bahag, that he has to accept this, but he flips it around and takes the conclusion to this too far. So that's why I would say that even though at the beginning of the Shurish, this could be, right? But as you move through the Shurish, until you get to Lulav and Lulav and Sukkah, you're okay. But once you move to Reish Chodesh, that every month should be a separate mitzvah, or Tmidim, or Atovas Akteres, or Atovas Aneres, then it becomes the absurd, and then it's only a setup, I would assume. Okay? So I'm not sure if he was serious before, and then he's just setting it up, or he never was serious, and all was a setup. But it could, I can only imagine it being serious only to the point from Sukkah. L'chay, that's reasonable.
You could say that Rosh Chodesh is maybe serious because each month is a different, Nisan is a different thing than
I understand that, but there's all the Rishon, or the Sheni, and all the this, I don't know, in months and days, and how do you count the years? You know, they were. I don't know. I never understood Peter Bogatayus. 365 months. There's no 365 year. Right. It's either more. I don't get the whole thing. But okay, whatever you like. No, it's all okay. You understand the problem, correct? I didn't get involved in that. Like I ask, you know, but I don't know where I'm gonna go. The Acha Shleitimna Eloha Inyan Hametzuvabo. Here's the important thing. The Rambam now is pulling rank and saying the minyan mitzvahs depend upon inyoni ha-teira. Okay? And to him, a double portion we're going to see, the Musaf Rish Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos, and the Musaf each of the Mo'adim are different inyoni ha-teira, and you can't count it as one mitzvah. And that's the setup over here. Here again, the Rambam quoted inyoni ha-teira at the end of Sherish Yud Aleph, it was a big deal, okay? And he quoted it in Sherish Tess, it was a big deal. And here it also is a very big deal. And I assume that the Arabic over there is Mane, right? Mem Ayin, right? Okay. That L'chayra you should see. Let's see. You got the wrong place here. Mane. Should be. Yeah, Elo Inyan. Yeah, Al Mane. That's the word that I'm used for Inyan all the time. That's a good translation of Inyan. That's Mane. That's right. The other one is wrong, I think. I don't know. Say that? That's Lachalam.